T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
From KCBS Radio, I'm Matt Pittman, and this is Bay Current for Wednesday, August 3rd. It takes a special person with an equally special talent to be respected and beloved, despite being the personification of your most hated rival. And in the world of sports, there are few rivalries as intense as Giants-Dodgers.
One ball and two strikes. Of course, the Dodgers were playing the Giants. Puig at the plate, and the pitch is at his feet. He leaps in the air trying to get out of the way of it, and I believe it hit him on the foot. And Puig is furious now at Bumgarner, and he would love to have a card on him. And both teams come out now to make sure no punch is thrown. Puig, of course, was hit on the elbow last night, and now he's hit on the foot. Both bullpens empty. That's a show of whatever. And we have a Giant-Dodger game.
You know that voice. The one and only Vin Scully, voice of the Dodgers for 67 seasons, dating back to their time as the Brooklyn Dodgers. He'd move west to Los Angeles with the team in 1958 and work until his retirement after the 2016 season. And to the baseball and sports world, everyone is remembering Vin Scully today, who passed away at the age of 88. On Tuesday. But when I say the name Vin Scully, it almost sounds too formal. To baseball fans, Dodgers fans, and non-Dodgers fans alike, he's just Vin. Because when a baseball fan says Vin, you know who they're talking about. When someone says Vin, you hear his voice, and you're transported back in time to some of the game's great indelible moments. Like April 8th, 1974. When the Dodgers visited the Atlanta Braves, with Hank Aaron sitting on 714 career home runs, just one shy of breaking Babe Ruth's all-time record.
One ball and no strikes. Aaron waiting, the outfield deep and straight away. Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone. In the deep south for breaking a record of an all-time baseball idol. And it is a great moment for all of us, and particularly for Henry Aaron.
Or October 25th, 1986, Game 6 of the World Series between the Red Sox and the Mets. Vin's on the call for the national television broadcast. The Red Sox are one out away from their first World Series title since 1918, with the Mets rallying.
So the winning run is at second base with two out, 3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first, behind the bag, it gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight, and the Mets win it.
Or 2 years later, Dodger Stadium, October 15th, 1988. Game 1 of the World Series. Dodgers trailing the A's by only a run in the ninth. The dominant Dennis Eckersley is on the mound. Then came a moment even Hollywood couldn't script.
And look two's coming up. The demands until he was physically unable to start tonight with two bad legs, the bad left hamstring and the swollen right knee. And with two out, you talk about a roll of the dice. This is it. If he hits the ball on the ground, I would imagine he would be running 50% to first base. So the Dodgers trying to catch lightning right now.
The memories of the consummate professional, the inimitable voice and style, have poured in. KCBS Radio's Holly Kwan is a baseball lifer, a super fan. She spoke with one of the best the Bay Area has had at the mic for years, former pitcher turned broadcaster, now in his 32nd season in the Giants booth, Mike Kruko.
Oh, Holly, are you kidding me? Anytime, and especially talking about somebody as special as Vin Scully. He was a big part of my life.
You know, retired KCBS sports anchor Steve Bitker said that baseball is a tough one to call live because of all the breaks in the action, but it seemed like Scully was able to seamlessly weave a story into the play-by-play, and I can't imagine how hard that is.
You know, he worked by himself, too. There was no color commentator with him. He was extraordinary, and the pace with which he would tell his story, it just seemed like he always had time. There was no such thing as a five-pitch inning when he was behind the microphone. And he just had a magic about him that would entertain you. He would open your eyes about not just the home team athletes, but the visiting team as well. I mean, you got to know them. And then you'd go back in time, and you'd be told stories of previous generations. And all the while, you know, he would recreate the moment. I mean, he could paint you in a picture in a ballpark in a time of year with the long shadows of the fall afternoons. I mean, he just was brilliant at bringing you into his story. And you know, he was what made me fall in love with baseball when I was a kid growing up in Southern California. And in my life, I was so fortunate to be able to have called him a friend. Like I say, he was extraordinary, and I don't know if we'll ever see another guy like him.
There's something about sort of the romance of baseball and years gone by that gets brought to light, and I see it so vividly, you know, in my mind, and not just because, you know, I love baseball, but also, you know, you tend to maybe fall in love with a team with how well it's conveyed by the person who's broadcasting it.
You know, I was lucky enough to have been raised by Hank Greenwald. Hank Greenwald told me something one time. He says, number one, when you start being a broadcaster, you have to be okay with the fact that people are going to remember you as being a broadcaster and not an athlete. I had no problem with that. But he also said, there's never an excuse for a bad broadcast. The game may be horrible, but it's no excuse for you to be horrible. A person who is telling the story of the game can make it an entertaining game by bringing in the personalities on the field and the personalities on the field who played in previous generations. And I thought that was just such great wisdom. And I think it really summed up what Vin Scully was all about. There was never a bad game when he was behind the microphone. There just wasn't. And even if his Dodgers didn't win, you always seemed that there was, you were fulfilled listening to his broadcast.
And riveted, right? And riveted to what he has to say and the way his voice is. It's just seems so calming. I'm wondering, is there going to be a loss to generations to come because we don't get exposed to that anymore, or that our attention spans are much shorter?
Well, I hope not. I still think there's, I go to work every day with three incredible broadcasters, and they kind of take to heart what they learned from Vin Scully. I mean, Vin raised me in Southern California. John Miller up here, who was raised in Hayward, he would listen to KFI, the radio station that Scully broadcast from Southern California. It was a big 50,000-watt station. And when the Giants game would end, he'd flip over to listen to Scully on KFI. So he was exposed to it. And then Dave and Dwayne, even though Dwayne was in the Midwest, once he got into professional baseball, he fell under the spell of Scully. And as has Dave, and we've all learned from him. So I hope that the art of storytelling and weaving that into a broadcast is something that goes on forever. But I just think that all of us try to do it, and I don't think anybody will ever be quite as good as what Scully was.
Ken Korak is in his 26th year as the voice of the Oakland A's. He joined KCBS Radio's morning news team, Melissa Kollross and Eric Thomas.
67 years in the booth with the Dodgers, and you probably went through a lot of the same experiences that I did growing up listening to Vin and the profound influence that he had, not just on me, but on so many other people. And he linked the generations, and he was a giant, and he will really be missed for sure.
You know, Ken, I grew up in St. Louis, and in the 60s and 70s, I listened to Hall of Famers like Jack Buck and Harry Carey and Joe Garagiola, but there was something about Vin that set him apart. What do you think that was?
Well, it's a great question, and you were fortunate to grow up listening to those icons as well. But I think that, you know, there are so many things, and I was fortunate to interview Vin. The first time I spoke to him was back in 1997, the first year of interleague play, and I asked him what to describe the essence of a baseball broadcast. I think in terms of the fundamentals of broadcasting, he was a master at that. And his answer was very simple. He said that you're believable, that you're credible, that if you always say everything is great for your team, that it won't mean anything if something really great happens. But, and I could go on and on. He was a master of the language. He was lyrical. He was melodic. He could capture the moment. But he was also incredibly dedicated to his preparation. So I think, and I didn't know it at the time because you're just a kid listening to him, but I guess it was through osmosis that you learned that someone like Scully went the extra yard to prepare for the games. He was diligent at that. And he also made you feel like you were almost the only person listening. For the years that when he was working with the networks, he had an analyst, but for all the years he worked with the Dodgers, he worked by himself. And he said he felt because of that, he could talk directly to the listener. So it was that special bond that he had, like you were his best friend as you were listening to his broadcast. So it was really a remarkable experience. I was so fortunate to grow up listening to him and also to spend 10 years in the A's booth with Bill King. I mean, I got a master's class in broadcasting from those two people.
Thanks to Ken Korak and, of course, Mike Kruko for sharing their memories of the great Vin Scully. And to Vin, thank you for the memories. That's it for today's Bay Current. You can subscribe to us on the Odyssey app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. We'd love to be part of your daily routine. And we will chat with you again tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.